something for the weekend. It is Ireland's Classic Hits, and Fionnuala Johnston is here from O'Casey's Pharmacy, just down the road from the radio station there in Island Quay in East Wall, Dublin. Hiya, Fionnuala, how are you?
Hi, Trina, how are you?
So you have a new website, and you're very excited about launching this, because this is kind of an idea you've had for a while. And the new website is called Pharma Mail, so spelled P-H-A-R-M-A, like pharmacy, mail, M-A-L-E, .ie. So tell me what this is and why you chose to set this one up.
So this is a website for men's health, and basically just to make like information about men's health a bit more accessible to men. And we have a lot of supplements for fitness, vitamins, hair loss products and sexual health products available. We have blog posts up there as well to just have a bit of that information there readily available from a credible source. It's all run through O'Casey's, and the products are available for delivery or for collection if you're local enough, do you know?
You mentioned about things like Viagra. They're now more readily available to people, but are men mortified about going in and asking?
Well, I think sometimes it can be a difficult subject to approach for lots of people, do you know? So that's why we thought it'd be a bit easier for people to have these things more accessible. The information is there online. They can fill out a form, consultation online, and once they're eligible, they can have it delivered right to their door, and they take away any of that awkwardness if they feel it, you know. But obviously we're more than welcome, happy for people to come in and go through the consultation face to face too, but it's just a bit, might make life a little bit easier.
And the great thing about, I don't know whether that was always the case in pharmacies, this consultation room, did pharmacies always have that, or did you used to have to shout your business over the counter?
Now obviously we're always about privacy, but no, that was brought into regulations a few years back, that every pharmacy had to have a consultation. But it's great because it means people can have a word in private, and they don't have just have to stand to the side. But yeah, it's great to have in the pharmacy,
because you wouldn't know who'd be next to you. It could be the neighbour, and you're mortified. You don't you go into the pharmacy and then you leave without getting what you really wanted to get, because Mary down the road is in the shop. And Fionnuala, I know you're putting up blog posts as well on the website, and you've got one about sunscreen in men. And I think an awful lot of men don't take it seriously. They think that they're never going to get burned, number one, or that it's not going to have any kind of long term damage. And when you think of it, the majority of people who are working in the outdoors are probably men, building sites, that kind of thing. They need to take it seriously, don't they?
Yeah, this is so. There's a very high rate of skin cancer in Ireland, which you all know. It's actually the highest type of cancer that's diagnosed. And certain types of skin cancer are more common in Irish men. So it's one of those things that we need to be protecting our skin. Well, I always say you should protect it all year round, but we're just bringing out a blog post this week that kind of goes into the details of it and how you can do best to protect yourself, what kind of factor you should be using, other tricks like, you know, seeking shade and keeping an eye on the UV index. And we have a few resources up there as well, like where to look for that information if you were looking for more information other than what's in the post.
Because it's not just about, you can get really badly sun damaged, can't you, even on an overcast day?
Oh yeah, of course. And then most Irish men, like most Irish women, have fair hair, freckles, small bit of ginger in the hair, just like myself. And we're prone to sun damage more easily than anyone with sallow skin or with darker hair. So it is actually unfortunately, we're genetically predispositioned to be at a disadvantage when it comes to the sun.
On the site as well, Fionnuala, I know you have something up there talking about hair loss in men. So you're dealing with loads of different topics, and it's all related to men, isn't it?
Yeah, this is it, exactly. So we have a blog up there about male pattern baldness, and hair loss is something that affects a lot of people, but it affects so many men in Ireland, and there's lots of different causes, but there are products available and things you can do to help with that. There's actually only one product licensed in Ireland to treat male pattern baldness. So it's very common, and sometimes things that people do find embarrassing to talk about, or they're not sure where to even look for the information or what kind of products they should be using.
Yeah.
So our hope is to, you know, make that information more easily available, but also some of the good trusted products that have been available in pharmacies for years, you know, and have always been the kind of number one on the market.
Yeah. So instead of running in and grabbing the first box, they know what they're looking for when they go in, or they can just get it online.
Exactly, that's it. That's about girl.
So Fionnuala, tell me, what's the website name again?
So it's pharmamail.ie.
Well, that's super. We'll chat to you really soon, Fionnuala. Fionnuala Johnston there from O'Casey's Pharmacy in Island Quay, East Wall in Dublin. Thanks so much. We'll chat to you soon, Fionnuala. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Ireland's Classic Hits.